Gentlemen to the War Room, Infowars.com, band.video. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Friday evening. Very big show we have for you. Too many videos. We have too many videos to get to. And we'll be joined by a very special guest, a new up-and-coming rising star in the country music scene by the name of Matt Baker, whose AI country song about paying taxes to pedophiles still has me cracking up every time I watch it. So we'll have a big show, lots of videos to get to, lots of news to cover. Let's begin, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Friday, the 6th of February, 2026. Trump removes video with racist clip depicting Obamas as apes. Yeah, let me catch you up on this one in case you haven't heard. U.S. President Donald Trump has removed a social media video which included a racist clip depicting Barack and Michelle Obama as apes. Well, my God. My God, what will he do next? The clip, set to the song The Lion Sleeps Tonight, was at the end of a 62-second video he shared containing claims about voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election. Republican Senator Tim Scott, dash, who is black, dash, had called for the president to remove the post, describing it as the most racist thing I've ever seen out of this White House. Well, my God. The White House initially defended the clip as an internet meme video and said, told critics to stop the fake outrage, which is what they should have stuck with. Frankly, they should have doubled down. If that's the most racist thing they've got, they're not going to the parts of the internet I go to. I'll tell you that right now. It's the only way, folks. It's the only way. When they get mad at you and say it's racist to depict your political enemies as a bunch of goofy apes, the only thing to do is go, you thought that was racist? Check this out, though. What about this, actually? There's nothing racist about this. The racist thing is to think that you can't compare monkeys to black people. It's very strange how this works. Very strange. It's like, I can't believe you did that. Why not? Well, come on, monkeys, black people. I mean, we're all thinking it. It's like, what? No, no one's thinking that. You are, apparently. It's just, you know, you got our news. You got the real news about the Epstein files and the, you know, peace treaties and the just insane stuff going on. And then you've got the fake news, the normie news, the mainstream news, which everybody's mad at Trump calling Obama a monkey. So that's what they're all focused on. Seriously, it's like the main story. Drudge Report, just like top headline, tons of stories on the side, just like, oh, meltdown. It's a Photoshop image of monkeys with the Obama's face on them. So stop the presses. Meanwhile, Trump envoy met directly with Iran foreign minister in Oman. Oh, look, an important thing that we should care about. The U.S. and Iran had several hours of nuclear negotiations in Oman on Friday, and officials from both countries indicated they expect further meetings in the coming days. During the talks, Trump advisors Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner met directly with Iran's foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi. Two sources briefed in the meeting said, we'll bring you more updates on that as well as Russia later today. The scandal of the Jeffrey Epstein files in the U.K. continues to show us the way that we should follow. UK police searching two properties linked to Peter Mandelson over Epstein investigation. British police said they're searching two properties linked to Peter Mandelson as part of their investigation into misconduct in public office. Following revelations about the former UK ambassador to the US's links to disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein. Again, we'll get back to this, but it's like we're in bizarro world where we get to see through a mirror dimension what an appropriate response looks like, only it's only happening in the UK, inexplicably. Then we have this. Who entered Jepstein's jail tier the night of his death? Newly released video logs appear to contradict official accounts. Yes, folks, a mysterious figure in bright orange was seen going in and out of Jeffrey Epstein's cell when he was, quote-unquote, killing himself. Is this going to be the final nail in that particular, I don't know if coffin's the right word, but it's time we stop pretending. Finally, EU charges China's TikTok with violating digital content rules with addictive design features as the attack on free speech ramps up across the world. That's your Daily Dispatch, brought to you, of course, by thealexjonesstore.com. Stay with us. More on the other side.
Carson, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The Methylene Blue. Yeah, the Methylene Blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
You're watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com. Annihilate.
Oh my God. The most racist thing I've ever seen, folks. We gotta watch it in full. I mean, we gotta really... You know, it's tough. It's tough to watch. You know, I hate to subject my audience to this, but... You know, sometimes you just gotta look... You got to look into the abyss, at least for a glance. You don't stare into the abyss, but you got to take the bull by the horns. You got to look this evil in the eye, all right, folks? So we're going to do it. As uncomfortable as it makes us, we're going to watch the most racist thing ever posted on the internet right now. Let's go to, was it clip number two? Here it is. Let's go to the full one. Let's go to clip number three here. We need to bask in the whole thing. Sorry, this is a very serious scandal. It is the top news across the United States right now. Top story, Donald Trump is a racist. I know this is the first you're hearing this, the first time this claim has been made. I'll give you a second to get over the shock of this announcement. Donald Trump, in fact, is a big fat racist, and this is, everything else is slammed to a halt. MAGA and the apes. I don't know what we're going to do about this. I mean, we're going to have congressional hearings. I think he should go to jail. I think Donald Trump should go to jail. I think maybe we need to redo the 2024 election in light of this just unbelievable series of events where Donald Trump has posted a racist meme. This is clearly a very big deal, and it matters a lot, folks. Okay, let's go to the meme now. Fair warning, you're with small children. Or the easily excitable, or pregnant women, ask them to leave the room now. We are about to watch the most racist meme ever posted. Let's watch. That's a good song. Oh, sorry. Sorry, we're outraged. Sorry, we're very outraged. My God. You know, just when you think black people are making a go of it, just when Black Lives Matter is defunding the police and we're getting rid of test scores, things are really turning around, something like this happens, and it's like it undoes it all. It's like here we are, back in back in the Jim Crow days. I mean, my God, did Rosa Parks die for nothing? I mean, how have we let ourselves fall this far? Well, wait, that's a black woman as a hippo. Hold on. Well, wait, is it just his enemies as animals and it's not racial? Wait a second. Oh, wait, is all of this outrage absolutely fabricated and total nonsense? Hold on. Wait a second. Now that I've thought about this for a second, I think this might be retarded. Hold on a second. I'm getting news here that this is all ridiculous and stupid. So that's what they're focused on. That's what the powers that be are focused on. Not to spend 10 minutes making the same joke over and over, but there's a reason, right? You understand what's really going on here. You understand that I'm not even exaggerating when I say that more attention, outrage, and public statements have been made on the mainstream media about that meme you just saw than the revelation of a global pedophile surveillance control grid. More intense headlines on more media outlets. I mean, Drudge was trying to tell everybody that it was the Russians that were controlling Jeffrey Epstein, praying it was fake because it's the most racist thing I've ever seen out of this White House. The president should remove it. It's just tragic. Really is tragic. I mean, honestly, the more offensive one was that fat girl depicted as a pig. That one's actually kind of mean. But no, you're not allowed to depict black people as monkeys. Why? Kind of racist to answer, I think. Remember, this goes back, I regret not making the skit. Maybe somebody can make it with AI, but it's just not a story anymore. But there was a big story back in like 2016, 17, 18, and there was a big scandal because there was a like JCPenney catalog or something, and one of the shirts they were selling for little kids said "coolest monkey in the jungle." And can you believe they had the temerity of having a black child wear that shirt? And it became a big thing. It was like people got fired over it because a black kid was wearing a shirt that said "coolest monkey in the jungle." And I always wanted to make a skit of like the photography session. Or it's some gay photographer just being like, good, yes, perfect, okay, stand like this, okay, next one, next model, bring in the next model. And it's like a black kid in the shirt, and he's like, ooh, I don't know about this. Like, why not? We're selling this shirt, well, what's the problem? It's like, black kid, monkey, I mean, do we really want to send that message? And it's like, no, that's the racist response. If you see a black kid wearing a shirt that says coolest monkey in the jungle, and your first thought is, oh, black people are like monkeys, is like, well, that's on you, actually. That's actually entirely on you. Jasmine Crockett. Oh, what's this big-brained lady say? Donald Trump had the most racist, bigoted audacity. Donald Trump had the racist, bigoted audacity to post an AI-generated video depicting former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama as apes. Most of us already know who Donald Trump is. We already know there are no bounds to how low he's willing to go. We know that he has no moral compass. We know that he is a disgrace. So while his behavior is not shocking, it is certainly disgusting and disturbing. But when will it be enough for those who continue to stand beside him? When will Republicans in Congress condemn this behavior? Your science is complicity, and it's very loud. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to portray Jasmine Crockett as a monkey. I'm going to make a meme of Jasmine Crockett as a monkey, and I'm going to post it on the internet. That's what I'm going to do right now. I love black people, by the way, just not ones like her. Not her, though. I don't like her. I would ask the crew to do this, but don't go to my screen, for the love of God. We'll do this during the break. I've changed my mind. All right, the crew's working on. The crew's whipping it up right now. I'll just say, never put my computer on screen when I'm using Twitter search. That was a mistake. I'll have you know right now, I'm glad that didn't go out over the air. You know what? Speaking of the glorious history of African Americans, it is Black History Month this month. It seems like we've forgotten about it the last couple of years. I think something else has taken precedent. But in celebration of Black History Month, John Doyle from The Blaze has been doing a series where daily he debunks a myth of black history, because after all, if you don't have the truth, you got nothing, right? Anything you're building on a foundation of deception is bound to fail. So we have to tell the truth about what's actually happened in history if we want to learn from it or for it to provide a reasonable launch pad into the future. And I got to say, I haven't watched this one yet. But I'm excited to watch it because this has been a report that I've been meaning to do for 8-9 years at this point. It's a report from John Doyle about Thomas Jefferson and the lies about him being a slave rapist. And I think this is one of the most pernicious and despicable lies that is, it sort of came about early enough that people weren't on guard for it. And so it got in. It's like been grandfathered in. Like now, if this story had never been told, and all of a sudden people were going, did you know Thomas Jefferson actually was a slave rapist? We'd go, shut up. We know what you're doing. This is woke nonsense. You're making up a lie to try to skewer the founding fathers because you hate the freedoms that they enshrined into law. It would just be obvious. But when it was like the mid-2010s and they started pushing this, we hadn't developed the allergic reaction yet. Our immune system for this type of crap hadn't developed the right antibodies for it yet. And so it has been now basically adopted into actual history. And it's not true. It is just flagrantly false, like amazingly wrong, the claims about Thomas Jefferson. But they've been around for so long that like it's really hard to find the true story. And the reason I said I've been meaning to make this is because it's been around for a while, but I remember going to Monticello to visit Thomas Jefferson's house. And this story of Thomas Jefferson raping his slaves was like a main fixture at Monticello. They've basically taken this blatant lie about him, and it is a blatant lie, and have now fused it indelibly into his actual life story and into the history that we tell American children about our founding fathers. This is so despicable, and it is such a, again, just flagrant blood libel against Thomas Jefferson, one of the greatest human beings to ever exist, that I'm embarrassed that I never got around to it. Because the thing is, anyway, we'll go to the video. But like, the claims came out of nowhere, and they basically just took over, and everybody was too scared to say that it wasn't true. And you only had like one or two people in the like Thomas Jefferson Memorial Heritage, you know, organization that was created to like, you know, help to sort of foster his reputation through the ages. Like, they completely went along with this lie. And it's, again, it's just a crime against America, basically, to spread this lie. So I'm so happy John Doyle put this together. Let's watch, shall we? Let's go to clip number 69. This is Thomas Jefferson did not actually have kids with his slave, by the way. Let's watch.
Day three of exposing black history because it like literally didn't even happen. But you probably heard about Thomas Jefferson allegedly having sex with one of his black slaves, Sally Hemings. Apparently they had a bunch of kids together. You learn all about this in school. If you go to Monticello, Jefferson's estate, it's all you hear about. And this is of course done because they would like to further tar the image of the men who founded our country. The good news is that it's literally not even true. Sally Hemings was not even black like they portray her now to be. She was three quarters white, one quarter black. Brittany Venti would be more black than she was. She had fair skin, straight hair, the whole nine yards. They need you to believe that she was fully 100% black because that's what suits their narrative. Okay, fine, who cares? What was the relationship that they even had? Well, Sally was Jefferson's daughter's servant. Thousands of letters, tens of thousands of letters. The only thing Jefferson ever says about her is, Marie's servant is doing well after having a child. And the only time Sally was ever with Jefferson outside of her time in Monticello was in Paris. And she wasn't even the person that he requested to accompany him. He wanted an older woman to accompany his daughter and care for her, but Sally was the only one available because she was inoculated against smallpox. And even though she was 14 when his daughter Marie was 9, when the two stayed with the Adams in France, they said that Sally was even more childish than the 9-year-old daughter Marie. And if you know anything about Jefferson, that does not exactly match up with his taste in women. When Jefferson was in Paris and, you know, he's building up the roster, he had a couple women that he was going after, writing letters to. One was a relative of Alexander Hamilton, and the other was Maria Causeway, to whom he wrote his famous love letter, The Dialogue Between My Head and My Heart, wherein he describes with intricate detail the duel between his head and his heart over how smitten he's become with her. The point being, Thomas Jefferson was a highly intelligent, aristocratic guy who was going after highly intelligent, mature, aristocratic English women, not exactly 14-year-old immature slave girls. Where does this even come from in the first place? Well, there was a paternity test that showed that Eston Hemings, only Eston Hemings, not her other son, Thomas Woodson, was a match with Jefferson's Y chromosomes. Okay, so that's literally it. Conclusive proof, Jefferson, you are the father. No, because that DNA also matched Randolph Jefferson, Thomas's younger brother, and his 5 sons. A little bit about this Randolph character. He was described by the Monticello slave Isaac Jefferson as old master's brother, Mass Randolph, a mighty simple man, used to come out among black people, play the fiddle, and dance half the night. He was also known for going to bed with them after after he was done playing.
And wouldn't you know it,
guess who was invited to come hang out at Monticello 9 months before Eston Hemmings was born? Randolph Jefferson and his kids. So who do you think is more likely to be the father? The sensitive young man who writes sappy love letters to English aristocrats and had to stay home for 2 days because he had a terrible headache after he embarrassed himself in front of a girl he liked? Or his brother, who liked to get down, party with slaves, and was also known to have a little bit of an appetite for black queens? Keep Thomas Jefferson's name out your mouth. Truth matters. I love black people.
Very well done. Very well done. Yeah, that about covers it. But it actually gets more crazy because it literally is just that DNA test. And it wasn't done on Eston Hemmings and Thomas Jefferson. It was done with their descendants 10 generations on or something like that. And they basically took this very tangential connection where it's like, okay, they share a Y chromosome. Then you can't tell, okay, you got this chromosome 12 generations back or whatever it is. It's just like at some point in the last 200 years, there was a relationship between these two families. It is so tenuous and unverifiable and wrong, but it has become the basis for everything people know about Thomas Jefferson. That's the craziest part. And the most damaging part is if you ask kids right now who Thomas Jefferson is, I bet you the number one thing American kids know about Thomas Jefferson is that he raped his slaves. It's not even true. But that's probably the only thing that they come away with. They don't know that he wrote the Declaration of Independence. They have no idea the like genius that he wielded. Because why would you? He's a slave rapist. Why would you care what he has to say? Why would you care about his ideas? The ideas are probably evil because how could good ideas come from somebody so utterly despicable, right? That's why they've been teaching it this way. And it really is disgusting. Yeah, it was almost certainly his brother, if anybody. But even that is pretty uncertain. So there you go. Good job, John Doyle. He is absolutely killing it with these videos. And honestly, I was too engrossed with the video. Usually when a video is playing, I'm like thinking about what I'm going to cover next, but I was like too engrossed in that video. Now I'm like, oh, wait, now we got to move on. But again, all of this starts with Tim Scott saying the Trump post is the most racist thing he's ever seen from the White House. Okay, I think we've made fun of that story enough now, but just to let you know what the mainstream media is actually focusing on and caring about. I just have time now to go to a longer video that I think is extremely good, that it's an African guy talking about the Epstein files. And I think this may be the best breakdown I've heard of the files, in fact. And we'll comment on the other side, but clip number 53, he says it's not the Epstein files. What this document drop represents, what it reveals, what it is a coup d'etat against the United States by the State of Israel. Let's watch.
It's raining here, but I have an opinion I'd like to share with the American people. And you can do with it whatever you want. Epstein files is an Israeli coup d'etat against America. In fact, calling it the Epstein files is the way your corrupt deep state is covering up the full magnitude of this huge Israeli coup operation. None of you seem to realize how big of a national security issue Israel's blackmail campaign against America is, and how it is about Israel taking over America's democracy, taking over its institutions, taking over its corporations, and its entire Wall Street economy, plus strangling the American people's First Amendment freedoms by canceling, silencing, and even murdering any critics of Israel, while enslaving America's political representatives, getting them to commit treason by serving a foreign country against their own people, and recruiting the American media and their public personalities, all in a coup involving corruption, money laundering, sex tapes, and threats against those who challenge the coup. Israel has even taken over your weapons manufacturers. They own all of them through the investment company called BlackRock. You know that. And Israel is behind the deployments of your military to even more U.S. bases globally, waiting for their final solution against all of us when they want to rule the world. They are now even trying to take control of your military and deploying them through your political representatives against you inside your own cities. It's not an Israeli lobby that you have in your country. It's an Israeli junta against the American people. And their global operation is way more serious and widespread than the average American can grasp. That's how much trouble you Americans are in. And that's how much Israel is working against you and ultimately against all of us while many are asleep. I repeat, it's not some Epstein sex tapes you are dealing with. It is an outright corrupt coup d'etat conducted by sophisticated global military intelligence operation through Mr. Epstein. In fact, other Israeli agents are still conducting the exact same operation in America and worldwide right now as we speak on more leaders, more businessmen, and more government officials around the world. Right now, in America, your biggest political problem is not your regular Republicans versus Democrats politics. When you focus on that, it's like you are still sleepwalking while Israel works on your demise. This time the fight is America versus the Israel First Junta. Their mission is to take control of your country, enslave you to Israel, and make America pay for its own enslavement through annual foreign aid to Israel, from which Israel then recruits more of your lawmakers from your own money, using your own money. A U.S. politician called Tim Burchett even reportedly declared that there is a paper trail of money that was sent overseas as foreign aid, but ended back in the pockets of your Israel First lawmakers in Washington. That's the kind of corruption and money laundering going on in the billions of dollars sent to Israel every year. That statement made AIPAC rush to distance itself from making donations to election campaigns of pro-Israel politicians. The cycle of corruption has finally been exposed. My advice to everyone is keep as far away as possible from Israelis. They are the enemy of mankind, all of us. They have no good intentions for anyone except themselves. Not even when they come with the sweetest deals or offer you their best treats, even their smile is a weapon against your freedom, since they intend to enslave all of you in the end. Quash this Israel blackmail coup d'etat and take back your country from the global parasites who are sucking the life out of your democracy, out of your freedoms, and out of your tax dollars. Whether you are white or black, Muslim, Christian, or whatever other faith, they will spit on you and you will be turned into their slaves, as their Talmud commands them to do to all of us. They are using every tactic to distract you from their mission until they get there. They will distribute media talking points on select toxic issues for you to fight amongst yourselves and get you to focus on what everyone else is doing except what they themselves are quietly doing against you. As you all know, they will even instigate anti-Semitic attacks against themselves and terrorist attacks against you so that you are taken by grief and mourning while they move even faster forward towards their goal like Special Forces commandos. So reclaim your country, especially white America. Reclaim your country, whom they see. You, the whites, are actually the ones that they see as useful idiots. Or else you will all end under the brutal Orwellian dictatorship of a genocidal democracy of hate from the Middle East. All you need to remember is this. Any of your public officials who even mentioned Israel, that is a walking blackmailed pedophile marching scot-free from his crimes while serving the American demise, and therefore should be kicked out of public office at the ballot box, regardless of which party he or she belongs to. That's the only mission you have to save yourself first. The more you delay, the deeper the shit you'll have to struggle to come out of. Thank you.
Can't say he's wrong. How is it? And apparently that's Idi Amin's son. How does he have a better grasp of American politics than the average right-winger? How's that the case? How'd that come about, I wonder? All right, we'll be right back with more, because this really is the important part. Everything he laid out, we got to solve this problem. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, methylene blue is incredible, and we have the very best you're going to find anywhere at thealexshowstore.com. What it's done to my clarity, my mind, my focus has just been wild. My workouts have been so much better. We have the best, ultramethylene blue, at thealexshowstore.com. Here's what some of the guests on the show experienced when they took it, and Joe Rogan and others talking about my transformation that methylene blue has been a big part of.
How is Alex doing these?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like... Yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big...
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for fucking hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger.
I saw Alex Jones, and he looks really good, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's losing all weight. Taking back my health.
You're so good.
That's the only impression I could do.
Hey, Alex looks good, man. He lost some weight. He looks good.
Dude, he looks great.
Yeah.
He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts.
He's definitely one of my bucket list people to meet at some point.
Oh, I can introduce you to Alex.
Yeah.
We can make that happen for sure.
Come on.
It's so noticeable. I was like, wow, he looks handsome.
But I text Alex all the time. I know him. He's just losing weight. But if you go online, there's a lot of people that believe that this is like a different person. He looks great. That's all it is. He looks great.
Here's your daily motivation. Alex Jones is 51 years old. He's been through more shit than you will ever go through. The deep state has come for his life. They have come for his business. They fined him billions of dollars for free speech. Alex Jones has had his rights stripped away. They've tried to take this man's life for speaking truth. Alex Jones went from looking like this to looking now like this. Alex Jones is getting ripped. Alex Jones is getting yoked, showing all of us that no matter our age, no matter what's thrown at us in life, no matter how many troubles or trials that we have, what really matters is who you are on the rock-ribbed inside. Do you have gunpowder in your gut? Do you have some grit in your teeth? Can you be a man in the face of all of it? Your promised struggles in this life, can you punch back? Alex Jones is a motivation and a vibe today.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
It kind of gives you like a boost of energy. It's not like an energy drink where you get the jitters or like you're just ready for the day and you're never going to sleep. It's more so like it clears the brain fog where you're actually, you know, able to focus more clearly.
You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible.
It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
With methylene blue, I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy.
I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it. Let me tell you something. What a blessing.
It is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there. My kids take it. My wife takes it.
Everybody takes it.
What a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Yeah.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. I gotta say, the video we just watched, apparently Idi Amin's son, talking about the fact that what the Epstein files represent is not a sex trafficking ring, but rather the blueprint of a global coup d'etat by the Israelis. I agree with that. I think it's exactly what it is, and I think we have to confront that, and we have to address that, and we have to identify that as the source of a lot of other issues that we're having. Because these people cannot tell the truth about Jeffrey Epstein. They can't tell the truth about Iran. They're trying to start a war with Iran. I've got some breaking news about that, as we seem to be making a move in that direction. But I find this kind of hard to stomach. Because I'm about to show you a video from a woman named Melanie Phillips. And she was actually featured in my, you know, Eighth Front video. She is the woman near the end. And I actually have the full video. if we want, where she's giving a speech to the Jewish News Syndicate, and she's saying the West will not survive if they don't appreciate us Jews. And essentially saying, in no uncertain words, like, submit or die. Basically saying, submit or die. Because then she comes along and makes this video where she basically blames the entire Jeffrey Epstein saga on the West and our failures, our shortcomings. And again, I find this just very hypocritical and offensive, quite frankly. So let's go to clip number 54 and see what this woman, Melanie Phillips, who's some columnist, author, but a prominent spokeswoman, self-appointed, I guess, of the Jewish community. Here's her takeaway about what's been revealed from Jeffrey Epstein.
Hello, everybody.
Now let's go to clip 54 here.
Just think for a minute what the West now takes pride in. Sexual morality? Destroyed. Lifestyle free for all? You bet. Non-judgmentalism? Mandatory. The nuclear family? Smashed. Good riddance, eh? Girls have been taught to be shameless. Result? Young men have been licensed to be sexual predators. Me and my desires are now the center of the universe. So we've waved goodbye to accountability in politics as in life. Nihilism is flaunted as idealism, and hypocrisy has been rebranded as conscience. So why on earth is anyone remotely surprised by the global cesspit that has now been revealed as Jeffrey Epstein's world?
So I guess what you're saying is, I guess if I'm hearing this correctly, the cesspit, as she puts it, of Jeffrey Epstein's world, as it were, the reason that it came about is because it seems like the West, as she puts it, used to be called Christendom, the Europe and the European diaspora is what it actually means. We sort of need to reclaim what we've lost over the last, 75, 80 years or so. That something's happened in the last couple of decades that we've just gone wildly off course, and we've somehow been stripped of all of our fundamental morality. What do you think that could be? What do you think could have caused such a thing to have occurred? I wonder. Because in a way, she's right. In a way, she's absolutely right. I actually agree with her. I think we need to reclaim our Christian roots. I think we need to stop being so tolerant with all of this degeneracy and the people pushing it. I think it's really put us at a major disadvantage. Benjamin Netanyahu: Jeffrey Epstein's unusually close relationship with Ehud Barak doesn't suggest Epstein worked for Israel. It proves the opposite. Oh, sure it does, buddy. Sure it does, bud. Now, one of the things I did deliberately with the Eighth Front edit was to show first people like Benjamin Netanyahu and then Jonathan Greenblatt back-to-back saying verbatim exactly the same thing, because it's often presented as these are two warring factions, but in reality, they are perfectly aligned. In the same way, you've got Jonathan Greenblatt, who's head of the ADL and who continually denounces and basically calls anti-Semitic the concept of dual loyalty. And yet he's in Israel giving speeches saying, we need to do this, we must do this, our fight is here, we did this here, now we have to do this here, speaking for Israel with the pronoun we. So this is like kind of a problem. This is kind of actually a problem that we have. And the way that the Jeffrey Epstein power structure is trying to deal with this you want to talk about hypocrisy. That lady says repackaging hypocrisy is virtue, which doesn't actually mean anything. That's the other thing. If you actually parse out what that lady actually said, half of it is literally meaningless. I think she may have used ChatGPT because that's the type of phrases it comes up with. this isn't, you know, they're repackaging hypocrisy as virtue. And it's like, what does that mean? Who are you talking about? What? Doesn't make any sense. But you, you know, they just say things. It sounds profound. It's not. It literally means nothing, actually. But she's basically trying to like threaten America into, well, okay. What they're trying to do is create the false dichotomy that says, and again, the hypocrisy is off the charts. It basically says the West is under attack from liberals and Islamists. And so the West, which is Judeo-Christian, has to be protected. And so really what defines whether you are the West or not is whether you're anti-Semitic or not. And people that are anti-Semitic are not in the West. And people that are anti-Semitic or people that aren't anti-Semitic are in the West. People that are anti-Semitic are not in the West. And that's the dichotomy they want to push. That is a utterly and frankly, like utterly ridiculous and actually kind of funny. Yeah, actually kind of a funny dichotomy, considering the fact that we hear over and over again that the entire history of Europe is anti-Semitic and, you know, everybody in Europe has anti-Semitism in their DNA. And yet somehow the culture that came out of these intrinsically anti-Semitic people is entirely defined on how they treat Jews. It's a little bit absurd. And it's just especially absurd when this entire cesspit, as she puts it, was like 100% Israeli Jews. So what are you talking about exactly? I don't understand. Maybe we should go to her 11-minute clip, her speech at the JNS. Maybe I'll find a good clip for it beyond what's in the Eighth Front. This is from Normal Island News on X. Here's the proof that Epstein was a Russian agent. His girlfriend was the daughter of a Mossad agent. One of his best friends was Israel's lawyer. Another one of his best friends was a former Israeli prime minister. He met with the current Israeli prime minister. A senior Israeli spy would stay at his house for weeks at a time. A friend invited him to bring his girls to Israel. He fled to Israel when he was charged with sex crimes against a minor. He was pictured wearing an IDF shirt. He was funded by pro-Israel fanatics. He worked for the Rothschilds. He donated to pro-Israel student groups. He was responsible for Wexner's group, the pro-Israel philanthropy. He supported the Israeli settlement projects. All of his friends were Zionists. He scathingly referred to non-Jews as goyim. He was involved in Israeli diplomatic efforts. He brokered security deals for Israel. He aimed to profit from regime changes in the Middle East. A former Israeli intelligence officer said he ran a honeypot for Israel. His business partner confirmed he ran a honeypot for Israel. One of his victims confirmed he ran a honeypot for Israel. So as you can see, this was all done for the benefit of Russia. There's no other explanation. There's not. That's it. We got to
figure out how to deal. I mean, we don't have to figure out how to deal with this. I think the Jewish community has to figure out how to deal with this.
I really think they do. Because these people are not your friends. No matter how much they like to say that they are. You got to not be their bodyguards. You got to not be their human shields as they try to put you in front of them so that they don't have to suffer the consequences for the elite pedophile rings that they run, because they expect you to believe it's anti-Semitism that's causing a pushback to that. As if we need an excuse or a reason to hate elite pedophiles. Are you kidding me? And that might be a good time to go to Dan Bongino, old Danny boy. Dan Bongino doesn't know what time it is, unfortunately. He may still be in 2023. I was going to say like 2017 or something, but the fact is, because of the Epstein files, because of the Gaza war, because of all of this information coming out over 2 years, who are you talking to, Dan Bongino, when you are trying to frame concern about Jeffrey Epstein as anti-Semitic? We'll go to the video here in just a second, but who are you trying to fool? What are you trying to do here? Because it's not working. See, the world has flipped. It used to be that the mainstream media could choose not to cover something and it would go away, or would choose to
cover something in a certain way, and then that would be established as the narrative. Now, when the mainstream media attempts to frame something dishonestly, it doesn't become the narrative. It just proves the mainstream media is controlled and is a part of the exact same criminal network that us podcasters and talk show hosts, talk show radio hosts, have been exposing. So this isn't going to work, and I can't believe he thinks it will work. And this is honestly just embarrassing. Let's go to Dan Bongino as he screams and kvetches that people aren't gleeful and happy and thankful for his utter lack of accomplishments over the last year. Let's watch.
Finally, there's a third class of people. The third class of people after October 7th went crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how many times I have to tell you this. I stand fully, completely, and strongly. I don't know how many times I got to tell you this. It's amazing how many people think it's like the current thing to say like they hate the Jews or something. Really? You believe that? You realize where that's led throughout human history, absent the immorality of it? Now, you may say, oh, gosh, Dan, I can't believe that that's actually happening. Really? I promise you, go look at the Twitter. The botting that does happen, and again, it's not all botting. The botting that does happen is very well organized. It is totally synthetic. It is all anti-Jewish nonsense. Read the comments. It's from like, I hate the Jews 101 and stuff. Just look at it. You can see it. It's so clearly fake. But it's an organized movement of people, and it's not a very large group of people, who've learned to amplify social media to attack anyone in the administration or outside who doesn't go and attack the Jews. 100%. Look and just read the comments. Don't take my word for it. Just go and look. Go look. You'll see it. It's everywhere. They all have the same goal. It is to dismantle this movement, take it apart from the inside, cause disruption, pick up the pieces, and rebuild it into something far different than a movement that actually conserves liberty. They all have the same goal. Libs, the anti-Jew crowd, and the Doomers. The exact same goal. Once you see it, you'll never unsee it. Look at the people sending out the messages. Look at who they associate with. Just listen to it. Just read the comments. Read their hand. They don't even hide it.
Are you done, young lady? Are you done screeching yet? Didn't make a point. Didn't actually have anything to say. He's very mad. People hating Jews. Now, to a certain degree, he's right. I mean, the sheer hatred of Jews is not helpful, not beneficial to anybody, and obviously a part of the paradigm that they're trying to establish that he, of course, is playing right into, like I just said, either you're with them or you're with the Jews. You're either with the Islamists and the socialists and the Candace Owens, or you're a slave to Israel. And these are the only two options. Now, he's chosen his side. You can reject that paradigm. You can actually ignore that false dichotomy, and we can just report on the facts of what's going on. See, he's mad that people are talking about Jeffrey Epstein, and he's mad that people are talking about the usage of the word goyim, the clear examples of Jewish supremacy on display in these emails, in their personal conversations, which a few things to note on this. You notice that there was no hesitation in these people using what words that they wouldn't use in polite society. Like, you've never seen these people use these words on TV during an interview, but in private, they had no hesitation in using disparaging slurs for non-Jewish people because they understood that they could do that and it would be fine. You know, do you see what I'm saying? In other words, racist people that are actually racist, that are like hiding their racism, they don't just go blasting out the N-word in front of people. They'll sort of test them first. right? Because you're not just going to say something that's going to offend a bunch of people unless you know you're on the same level. So all these people using these disparaging words, they're already aware we're on the same level here. We all agree with this. Because you would think if it was a bunch of white people writing to each other and somebody just casually drops the N-word, other people would be like, what the hell, dude? Why would you use that word? What's wrong with you? But that never happens in the emails. But the point of it is, he's only saying this because the perpetrators are Jewish of the Epstein sex ring. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, we're not covering this because they're Jewish. He's defending it because they're Jewish. This is very different. See, if Jeffrey Epstein was Moldovan or whatever else, like, doesn't matter. It literally doesn't matter. If it was a bunch of black people, a bunch of white people, a bunch of Christians, a bunch of Catholics, a bunch of atheists, it wouldn't matter. We'd still be covering all of this. And whatever they were talking about, we'd be covering. In this case, they happen to be Jewish. They happen to be talking about Jewish supremacy. They happen to be using words to, criticize, demean non-Jews. That's what they're talking about in the documents that came out. So that's what we're reporting on. No ulterior motive necessary. Why are you not covering it? Why are you covering it up? If this was a bunch of Catholics, of course, Dan Bongino would be right out in front of everybody. See, our behavior is not dictated by the religion or the ethnicity of the people involved in this. Yours is. You understand? So we are not anti-Semitic, driven by some wild-eyed, illogical hate of a group of people because of our DNA, like they want you to believe. Dan Bongino, however, is a slave. Dan Bongino, however, is a puppy on a leash being dragged around by people who despise him. So that's very sad. That's very pathetic, actually. Sad to see. It's sad to see somebody go down like that. But again, this stuff is important to note, important to call out, important to oppose. And liars like Dan Bongino are important to criticize when they become the useful tools of tyrants, which is exactly what he has become. Pushing the false dichotomy of you're either with the West or you're with Islam and the progressives. No, you can be with America. You can be with Christianity. You can oppose the just relentless, sickening, never-ending evil from Israel. I mean, the number of things just this week that I haven't even covered, just off the top of my head, just this week during the ceasefire, they were bombing tents. That was on Monday. On Tuesday, they were dropping chemicals over the fields in Lebanon to poison all of the crops, to poison the people there. They also were shutting off the water to the UNRWA. And actually, the Israeli officials got involved directly in that. They have expelled all of the Palestinian Christians from the Shepherd's Field and taken that over, while simultaneously burning huge amounts of olive trees and other types of things there. In Lebanon, where they're carrying out bombing raids, bombing campaigns against that sovereign nation, they're also menacing the people that they already killed. So there's a video from yesterday of a funeral being held for one of the people murdered by Israel. And Israel sends a drone, like a little drone, like a little DJI, little camera type drone, and just has it hovering about 2 feet above the heads of the people mourning at the funeral. Because they murdered somebody, and then when their family wants to have a funeral for them, they just have a drone floating right above them, basically telling them, we could kill you all right now. Isn't that funny? It's really sickening stuff. I think we have some stuff from today, too. Revealed, Israel bulldozed part of Gaza War cemetery containing Allied graves. So Israeli forces have bulldozed a part of a Gaza cemetery containing the war graves of dozens of British, Australian, and other Allied soldiers killed in the First and Second World Wars. Because they have no respect for people that fought and died literally for them. It's actually really a sick mindset. And interestingly, Politics Global posted this, right? The IDF has bulldozed part of the Gaza cemetery, which contained the war graves of British soldiers. Fred Krasenstein, noted leftist Jewish figure, grave sites are not forever. The earth would have zero space available for development if we respected graveyards. It's been at least 80 years now, and it's time to move on. Yeah, so what? We desecrated the graves of the war dead that died specifically to defend me and my people from eradication during the Nazi times. But, you know, screw it. It's been 80 years, so who cares about your stupid grave sites? And then somebody else is like, oh, 80 years? I guess it's time to move on from the Holocaust, too. You are disgusting. You're disgusting. How dare you? It's like, well, Israel just desecrated the graves of our war dead. Is it not them? An LLM trained on Krasenstein brothers? That's funny. Did I fall for that? So that's not actually him. Fed Krasen. That's hilarious. This is a parody Krasenstein account, but the real one probably thinks the same thing. all right. Well done. That was good. Just subtle enough. You got me. Thanks, crew, for holding me to this. But then again, okay, so what is the excuse? I mean, they did destroy the graves, right? Incredible. Pentagon Inc.'s massive $200 million deal to buy Israeli cluster bombs. Yeah, here's the drone hovering over. Israel shows no mercy, not even to the dead. In southern Lebanon, Israel is now trying to terrorize the people of the very families it killed. Israeli drones are deliberately sent overhead as grieving families visit the graves of their sons and loved ones, a calculated act of psychological intimidation. Yeah. So it's like, oh, I'm sorry. Is it anti-Semitic to say that's evil? To say that this powerful nation state bombing peasants on their border and then just for fun terrorizing the surviving family members? Like, does that mean that I hate Jewish people? Dan, Mr. Bongino, can you tell me what I'm allowed to think or not? Is it? It's okay. It's good. I have to celebrate this. I have to recognize how powerful and awesome it is to bomb a bunch of people who never did anything to you and then terrorize their family members at the funeral. That's a good thing, I guess. Otherwise, I hate Jews, Dan Bongino. You absolute despicable slave. We're going to continue on this and show you a lot of other videos in the next hour. I do want to remind you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. Get yourself some Ultramethylene Blue. Sign up for the VIP club. That's an excellent way to make the most out of your purchases at the Alex Jones store. And have you gotten yourself some of the new hydration from Optimal Human or the Mind Fuel from Optimal Human? They're all fantastic. Get them today.
We sell the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, and knives at thealexjonesstore.com. And they've had some awesome daggers and awesome trench knives. That's all great. But I said, I want a wide selection of high quality folding knives, flip knives, you name it. So people have a one-stop shop. They got in a few thousand knives a few months ago. They sold out very quickly. Four or five great designs. They got a bigger shipment in just the last few days. Our sponsor, just really top-flight knives. These knives, this knife right here you see in the green, highest quality Damascus steel, all of it. These sell in stores for $75 all day. We're selling for $40, $40-something bucks. Okay? So look at that flip. Flips right out. Got a nice little, you know, my signature on it, real small. It's a nice little memento. You support the broadcast. That is a really nice knife. It clips on to your belt buckles. We have it in the green. We have it in the murdered out black. We have it also in silver without it being blacked out. Those are great knives. Those are the new designs. Now, those 200 left of the Skull Crusher World War II trench knife with the Spartan tip of the spear. So they held those back. Those are available. A little bit left they held back in their overstock of the Fire with Its Beauty. But this is a really cool knife. Alex Jones Phantom Folding Knife. Limited stock of that came back in. Also, the Alex Jones Burnt Orange Folding Knife. And this is the knife that sold out the quickest of any knife. They got 500 of these. 1,000 now just came in. The first one sold out like in hours. Alex Jones Ring Blade. I guess those are popular. This is something I didn't really call for, but it's awesome. Got that ring on the back. Got the deal. It's really nice. Those are all back in stock right now. at thealexshowstore.com. While you're at it, get methylene blue, Irish sea moss, and more. And check out the Patriot Apparel, thealexshowstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.